Oh, this third hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. And yes, this is the third and the final hour. Oh, the Flowers of Edinburgh from the Liberty soundtrack says it's time for the calendar. And quite a few things on the calendar, actually, when I think about it. Tonight, if you're hanging out in the Conway area, which is right up between, you know, right around Concrete, Mount Vernon, that area, little town of Conway, at the Conway Muse. That's where Linda Waterfall is doing a gig, splitting the gig up with Orville Johnson and Mark Graham. So you got the wonderful insight and depth and all that which is Linda Waterfall, combined with that humor and dexterity of musicianship with Orville Johnson, who can do old 40s stuff, old jazz things on the guitar and the dobro, and he can sing and he can go way up and soar up and do the blues, and he can do gospel and he can do everything. And then you have Mark Graham with all of his humorous stuff and his harmonica. What an evening of incredibly good music. Oh my gosh. Mark Graham and Orville Johnson there, and Linda Waterfall all in the same gig. And then next week on the 14th of November, Linda Waterfall will be at the Traditions Cafe, the Traditions Fair Trade Cafe in Olympia. And that'll be good. What a great place that is. Everything's all fair trade. You get good meals. Everything's virtually organic. Wonderful place. And then on the 15th, she'll be at the Finney Ridge home there in Finney Ridge. The Folklore Society, the Seattle Folklore Society, has that Finney Ridge facility. It's a Finney Ridge Community Center, really, is what it is. I played there a couple of times. Great place to play. Played there with Heidi Muller a couple of times. Finney Ridge place. Anyway, you can go there and check it out, and Heidi will be there. Or not Heidi, Linda Waterfall will be there, doing an album release of this new album of hers. And it's a wonderful album. We're going to hear one more cut from that album. We heard Katie Cruel in the last hour, and plus Neighbor Day. She has a version, a wonderful version on here of Lennon and McCartney's Come Together. We played that about 3 weeks back. And then a thing called Elk Call. And Linda Waterfall has dabbled in so many different things, music from India. And she did a thing on one of her albums, a kind of a tribute to Walt Whitman's Leaves of Grass, where she did some arrangements of that poetry. Yeah, and she's just an amazing person, one of my favorite people of all time. So go see that either in Conway tonight on November 7th at the Conway Muse, or on the 14th in Olympia at the Traditions Cafe, or on the 15th at the Finney Ridge Community Center there in Seattle, Linda Waterfall. There's a dance on the 20th. Well, there are all kinds of dances. The Ellensburg First Saturday Dance is happening, and it's at the Howell Holmes Community Center there in Ellensburg. And that's going to be a blast. They're getting that thing rocking and rolling again. There's a First Saturday Dance in Port Angeles at the Black Diamond Community Center there. And that'll be happening. And then, of course, there's a second Saturday dance in Bellingham. That's at the Fairhaven Library Auditorium. And I think tonight there's a first Saturday folk dance, kind of an international thing. And that's happening also at the Fairhaven Library Auditorium in Bellingham. And then there are second Saturday dances in Yakima at the Broadway Grange there on Washington. And a second Saturday dance at the Rockford Grange out there in Barrett Road in the Mount Hood area. So all kinds of dances. Third Saturday dance on the 21st, that's with Potato Head in Moscow. And that's the Palouse Folklore Society, the 1912 Center. They have a guest guitarist. Dan Marr is going to be the guest guitarist in that gig. And so those are always fun dance gigs to do. And continuing on with a couple of things, on the 20th of November, I will be at Bootser's Coffee House there on the 20th of November. Alrighty? And so I'll be playing that gig, and that'll be a fun gig to do. And of course, last but not least, on the 14th and 15th at the Spokane Community College, the Spokane Folklore Society Folk Festival, which is really one of the best in the area, right up there with the Tumbleweed. You want to go on the Sunday, though, partly because that's when I'm playing, but you want to go on the Sunday because it's a little less crowded. It's kind of a zoo on Saturday. And go on Sunday when it's you know, the musicians are just as good. They have some of the very best on Sunday. They kind of save them for that. That way they can draw more. And it runs from, I think, 11 to 5 on Sunday. It's only 6 hours with an afternoon contra dance. And some of the very, very best musicians in the Northwest working on that Sunday, including Sissit Shaya and myself and all kinds of folks. So be sure and check that out. They really work hard at being diverse, and they work hard on that festival, and they made it 2 days because of the crowded conditions on Saturday. That's at the Spokane Community College. All righty. Okay. Linda Waterfall wrote this from Jim's point of view. If you've read Huck Finn, Huck Finn, the book, Mark Twain's book, is from Huck Finn's point of view. She wrote The River from Jim's point of view. The runaway slave, of course, who accompanies Huck through all of his trials and tribulations on that long, long journey down the Mississippi. Okay, here we go. This is called The River, in parentheses, Jim's song. Sometimes can't stop crying. the great Linda Waterfall. And the ever so perceptive Linda Waterfall. I actually did a gig with her. It was at a winery in Wenatchee, and everything was looking good, and it was one of these swap song type gigs. And so it was kind of like chalk and cheese to some extent, because she's so deep and she's so sort of profound and can be light at the same time, whereas me, I'm just this kind of folky, lighter thing. But we worked because we liked each other so much. But anyway, this dust storm came up through. The winds came up. It was right around, like, say, in the Wenatchee area. And these dust storms and winds and everything came up. And we kept having to move. And if you're a focused performer, it's really difficult to do because you're starting to get settled in. Then the winds would show up. And then we'd have to keep moving the stage and moving us and moving mics. And you know, it was because it was just so hard to perform. And it was one of those things where you watch how people adapt, and it was interesting to watch both of us and stylistically how we adapted to this kind of hardship that kind of made the performing a lot harder. She's much more adaptable than I am. You know, I just get to the point where I'm just like, geez, let's just play. I don't care. And she gets the visuals and she gets all kinds of things. And nothing seems to faze her. It's pretty incredible. Linda Waterfall. Go see that tonight in Conway at the Conway Muse, or next Saturday in Olympia at the Traditions Cafe, or on the 15th, you can see her at the Finney Ridge Community Center there on Finney Ridge there. And I believe that's kind of in the Wallingford District, or one of those districts over there in Seattle. All righty, how about we do one more from Jenna Moynihan? And we could actually do two more from Jenna Moynihan, really. In fact, we just might do that. And this is just good Scottish fiddle. She's assembled some good musicians around her, and she does a nice job, real nice job. From the album Woven, Jenna Moynihan. Oh, my goodness, Jenna Moynihan. That was great. That was just great. The Eagles whistle and Major Campbell Graham. Oh, that was wonderful. The third track before that was okay, but the one we played before that was good, but that version of the Eagles whistle was really something. I've always loved that tune. I've heard it on the Tin Whistle before by several different folks, but I've never heard it quite played that way on the fiddle. Jenna Moynihan. Before that, Linda Waterfall, The River, Jim's Song. Really cool stuff. Oh, my goodness. Sometimes, you know, because I've done this show for so many, many years, and you get so much music, it's really easy, if you're not careful, to become jaded. And when you're sitting in the studio on a Sunday afternoon, which is when we're recording this, you're sitting in the studio on a Sunday afternoon, and all of a sudden you hear a set of tunes that just totally blows you away. You go, wow, I'm not that cynical and jaded yet musically. It's just like discovering a new toy. Oh, man, that was awesome. That was awesome. All righty, Long Way Gone. This is from Alison Brown's new banjo album. It's a kind of a tribute to the banjo. And, of course, Alison Brown worked with Michelle Schacht on her Arkansas Traveler album and is one of the founders of Compass Records. And she is involved heavily in all kinds of banjo-y things, Alison Brown. And has worked with groups like New Grange, and she was a big mainstay in that album that Special Consensus, the bluegrass band out of Chicago, produced that was a tribute to John Denver. Wonderful album. Anyway, this is her Long Way Gone from her new album of banjo tunes and banjo cuts and different styles of looking at the banjo. Here we go. It goes like this. Oh, that's great. Long Way Gone, Alison Brown. My goodness, good stuff from her brand new album on Compass Records. It's kind of a review of the banjo. It's pretty cool stuff. Alrighty, we have to take a little bit of a break. In fact, we're just a little teeny bit late, but not as late as we were the last hour taking a break. Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. I'm your host, Dan Marr. We still have a half hour's worth of music left to go. We have some Stray Bird. We have Mandolin Orange. And maybe, if we're lucky, a little bit of Jake Shibikamaro from his latest album. Good stuff. Hang on, because we're coming right back after the break. Hang on now.
Program support comes from Festival Dance and WSU Performing Arts, presenting Flamenco Vivo Carlota Santana, dancers, singers, and musicians telling a story of pride, passion, and honor. Friday, November 13th, 7:30 at Jones Theater. More at performingarts.wsu.edu or the Festival Dance office.
Tonight, mostly cloudy, with a chance of rain after midnight. Also, expect some wind in the Pullman, Moscow area. Lows in the upper 30s to lower 40s. Tomorrow, rain is very likely. Expect rainfall amounts to be around a tenth of an inch. Highs in the mid-40s to lower 50s.
Sparkle like diamonds. time I ever wanted to die was the night when you told me you loved someone else and you asked me if I could forget. When I stop dreaming, that's when I'll stop wanting you. Like a flower unwanted in spring, alone and forsaken, transplanted in vain, to a garden of sadness where its petals would fall in the shadow of undying pain. When I stop dreaming, that's when I'll stop thinking of you. You may teach a flower to bloom in the snow, take a pebble and teach it to grow. You may teach all the raindrops return to the clouds, but you can't teach my heart to forget. When I stop dreaming, that's when I'll stop crying for you.
There's a new moon.
once the getting was good, but now the getting's got gone. I'm going downtown just to tie one on. I'm location sour. I'm going down by the hour. Night is blue as the night is long. So won't someone dance with me to a waltz without whiskey and turn sad songs to lullabies? Well, I don't need much or nothing except for all your loving and a waltz about whiskey. Well, one quarter should do. Number 832. A little truth from the jukebox should make it all right. As the mood sets in, I'm getting high again to a waltz about whiskey on ice. So won't someone dance with me to a waltz about whiskey and turn the sad songs to lullabies? I don't need much or nothing except for all your loving and the waltz about whiskey on ice.
Don't those guys sound a little bit like you kind of wish Jerry Jeff and Robert Earl Keen and guys like that had stayed? This is great stuff. Mandolin Orange is the name of the group. They're from North Carolina. And the bulk of the things are sung by Emily Fran. And now I can't think of the other fella's name, but I'll think of it. Andrew Moreland. Yeah. Anyway, great stuff. Mandolin Orange. They have four albums out, I believe, and one of them is a live album. They're kind of hard to get. They're on small labels. But This Side of Jordan, I believe, is the latest album. That's where this wonderful song, The Waltz About Whiskey, comes from. This reminds me of back in the 70s when we were all learning Hoyt Axton songs and that kind of thing. Man, great stuff. Here's one more from Stray Bird out of Pennsylvania.
If they play another love song,
and pretend this never happened before. I don't want to hear a sad story. We both already know how it goes. And in the night, if you'll be my tall, dark stranger, I'll be your San Antonio.
Oh, Stray Bird, there, I'll be your San Antonio Rose. Oh, my goodness. And we have Heidi coming in the background, but she came a little bit. We got to talk a little bit because that one went just a little teeny bit short.
It makes us leave our home.
So first of all, I want to tell you, just remember now that Linda Waterfalls, she's going to be playing the Conway Muse tonight along with Orville Johnson and Mark Graham. And you want to see that because that is like the ultimate musical thing in terms of different styles and different things happening there, and some of the best musicians ever. Linda Waterfall with her guitar expertise that's got a kind of a classical jazz new agey feel to. She's just the guitar person and sings those vocals so well. And then Orville Johnson, who can play anything from the blues to 40s jazz to country. And then Mark Graham, who plays on the harmonica like it's going out of style, and who writes such amazing things. Things like Oedipus Rex, another sad story of death and sex. He killed his pa and he married his ma. They don't even do that in Arkansas. That's Mark Graham for you. Wrote one about dinosaurs called Their Brains Were Small and They Died. And that's Mark Graham. Yeah. So check that out if you're into that. And then she'll be doing cuts from her new album, Hometown Girl. And then on the 14th, Linda Waterfall will be at the Traditions Cafe in Olympia. And I think that's a 7:30 show. Get your tickets in advance. You can call those guys. They have a website and everything. And then the Seattle Folklore Society is sponsoring an album release of Linda Waterfall. And that will be at the Finney Ridge Community Center there. Look it up on their website. You can find the address and all you need to know on a Sunday night for an album release of Linda Waterfall. And don't forget all the dances. Hey, Ellensburg doing their first Saturday dance tonight. And then that International Folk Dance, that's at the Howe Holmes Center. International Folk Dance in Bellingham at the Fairhaven Library Auditorium. First Saturday dance. And, of course, Port Angeles. I got that one at the Black Diamond Community Center there out on Black Diamond Road. Amanda Cully doing the playlists and doing them well and just being a good person to hang out with for 3 hours while you're under the pressure of making sure you cue up the right thing and everything. And special thanks to her for doing this stuff. All righty, if you want to email me at D as in Daniel, M-A-H-E-R, WSU.edu, or call me at 509-332-5047. Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. I want you folks to have fun making good music. Enjoy everything that good music can give you and take all those good roads anywhere you want to take them, because they are your roads, folks, and they're nobody else's. We're going to be back next week for another edition of Inland Folk. And until then, this show is history. We're out of here. If you're thinking about it, you're living in the past. Don't be doing that. No, it's not good for you. No. See you later. Bye. May you find your